There had been literally decades of talk about filling in the inner loop. That's Rochester's C-shaped inner city highway. But neighbors are concerned the project might be moving too fast and want to have a say in how their neighborhood is built back. WXXI's James Brown has this story.
People who live in the neighborhoods bordering the inner loop know Norm Jones.
How you doing? Good.
We're on the corner of Lyndhurst and Sayo, a few blocks from where he grew up. He saw what the inner loop did to the area when it was built in the 1950s and 60s.
It just cut some of the real vital arteries of this community, of this neighborhood, away, and it took some of the lifeblood from it.
As commissioner of the city's Department of Environmental Services, Jones is charged with leading a study to determine the future of the highway and its nearby neighborhoods. Jones is a proponent for filling in the inner loop. He says it could be one of Rochester's largest public works projects in decades, adding a lot of land to the cityscape, about 16 football fields. He estimates that it will cost anywhere between $70 and $250 million. That range is so big because the project could still go a lot of different ways. It could be boulevards and green space. But what about the more than 14,000 car trips on that part of the highway each day? That's why Jones says a tunnel is being considered, along with lots of infrastructure.
There's so many different things that's going on there. You have utilities that need to be rearranged. You have the transportation grid that needs to be changed around. You have drainage, you have street lighting, you have park space. There's so much going on there.
If that sounds outlandish, it's understandable. But there's reasons for the city to dream big. When the eastern part of the inner loop was filled several years ago, developers built a ton of stuff. Housing, offices, and just recently the Strong Museum of Play began a giant expansion. That's hundreds of millions of dollars of development. Jones says filling in the much larger north side of the highway could generate far more. And in March, the project went from possible to plausible, when President Joe Biden announced a massive $2 trillion infrastructure plan.
Because I'm convinced that if we act now, in 50 years, people are going to look back and say, this was the moment that America won the future.
A fact sheet on the project says it includes about $20 billion for a new program that will reconnect neighborhoods cut off by historic investments, including highways. Negotiations for the project continue in Washington, and the Interloop development has support from Democrats like Congressman Joe Morelli and U.S. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer. Even with all that, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren says competition for the funding will be fierce.
Every city is positioning themselves to be able to access these funds that are once-in-a-lifetime funds, to be able to build up communities that have been left behind and give them the support and the resources that they need to grow.
Back on Lyndhurst Street, Norm Jones agrees with Warren. And he says if the city gets the funds, they want to do things differently this time.
At the time when the decision was made to build this inner loop, African Americans, people of color, were not really part of the discussion. And now we are at the table.
He says what replaces the inner loop should be driven by the needs and voices of the community. Nancy Hernandez Mashuska walks her dog Hope around her neighborhood every day, rain or shine.
Oh. Come here, Hope. Come here.
Mashuska was born and lives in what's known as South Market View Heights, a neighborhood wedged between North Street, the Rochester Public Market, and the inner loop. The retired seamstress says the neighborhood is very different from the one she grew up in.
There were single homes, there were families, there were double homes. It was beautiful. You would walk and all you would see is houses everywhere.
She also remembers lots of local businesses, a meat market, a pharmacy, bakeries, until the inner loop was built.
And then the neighborhood changed.
She believes the construction of a highway through the center of the city drove away businesses and financial opportunities from the neighborhood. And she and her neighbors want it filled in with some conditions.
That's where
In April, the committee met with Mayor Lovely Warren and other city leaders about the potential of filling in the Interloop and how it would affect the surrounding areas. They took this as an opportunity to ask the city to address the many vacant lots in their neighborhood. Warren told the group that those lots are vacant because the city is keeping them open for large-scale housing projects. But that kind of thing is exactly what neighbors don't want.
We want the neighborhood to come back with integrity.
That's David Everett. He's one of the group's leaders.
We just don't want come and bring those housings, those new houses, building those townhouses into the neighborhood where the residents can't afford them.
The group wants single-family housing on small lots for the sake of privacy and the potential for an easier path to home ownership. Ultimately, they want to see more people invested in the area's future.
You know, a yard means a lot to a homeowner. And we used to go from yard to yard. We used to go from house to house to have fun in that neighborhood.
Street design is also key for them. Their wish list includes streets with center medians and trees and water fountains and grills and places to sit, gathering places for the neighborhood that also force cars and bikes to slow down. The group is asking for all of this without gentrification or being shoved out of place. City officials say that they're listening to residents. Norm Jones, who's quarterbacking this project for the city, promises that neighbors will have a say in all of this.
It's important that they know that all of their concerns are going to be heard and are going to be somehow factored into this final project.
Despite those assurances, the overall feeling among residents is that the process is moving too fast. And while they hope they had some influence on city officials, many are skeptical their input mattered at all.
They've already decided that's the way we feel. What is going to go up there in the Interloop when they fill it in?
Mishushka said that residents had no say when the Interloop was built, and she fears that history may be repeating itself as plans for filling in the highway move forward.
We want to be heard. We want to be seen. We're not invisible.
James Brown, WXXI News.